Good morning. Today is April 3, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. We're closing out the week with relatively quiet global markets, as much of the world observes the Good Friday holiday. Trading activity is subdued across Europe, Mexico, and several other regions, while U.S. equity markets are also closed today. Despite the lighter conditions, there are still a few notable developments shaping sentiment. The U.S. dollar is trading mostly flat across the board. Market participation is thin, but there is a modest shift in tone following this week's volatility tied to the Middle East. Encouragingly, overnight activity in Asia pointed to improving sentiment. Reports indicate that more traffic may soon be allowed through the Strait of Hormuz, following a monitoring agreement between Iran and Oman. This development has raised hopes of easing the energy disruptions seen in recent weeks. Asian markets responded positively. The MSCI Asia-Pacific Index rose 0.7%, Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 1.3%, and South Korea's KOSPI surged 2.7%. Currency markets in the region also strengthened, with most Asian currencies closing the week up by roughly 0.5% against the U.S. dollar. Even with today's stabilization, it has been a volatile week. Shifting headlines surrounding geopolitical tensions have driven significant swings in sentiment. On balance, the dollar is down 0.5% for the week, according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. Economic data continues to take a backseat to geopolitical developments, but underlying trends remain important. There are growing signs of slowing economic growth, while inflation continues to edge higher. Turning to today's key data release, U.S. non-farm payrolls for March came in significantly stronger than expected. The economy added 178,000 jobs, well above the forecast of 65,000. However, the revisions tell a more nuanced story. February's payrolls were revised further downward, from negative 92,000 to negative 133,000. So while today's headline number is strong, the broader labor picture is somewhat mixed. Following the release, the dollar saw a modest uptick, though gains were limited given the low liquidity environment. Looking ahead, markets will continue to monitor geopolitical developments closely, along with incoming economic data. While trading is paused today in several regions, activity will begin to normalize next week. In Mexico, the peso had a strong showing this week, gaining 1.6% against the U.S. dollar. This comes despite a shift toward looser monetary policy from Banxico. Rate cuts initially weighed on the currency, but improved global sentiment, particularly around the Middle East, helped drive a recovery. Next week, investors will be watching closely for new data on inflation and investment trends in Mexico. While markets are closed there today, trading resumes on Monday. In Europe, however, markets will remain closed until Tuesday due to the extended Easter holiday. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.